The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
They will be conducted rigorously and in a timely manner so that we can move forward as expeditiously as we can to restore trust, to rebuild understanding, and to foster cooperation between law enforcement and community members. I was disappointed that some members of the community resorted to violence rather than respecting what I thought were the really heartfelt words of Michael Brown Sr. And the wishes that he expressed about how he wanted his son's memory to be honored. The department's investigations will continue to be thorough, they will continue to be independent, and they remain ongoing.
All right, that's the Attorney General, Eric Holder. He is the Attorney General, even though he resigned, because the president can't get anyone to jump on that job and pass through. So he still is the AG until somebody else ends up filling that position. Talking about what's going on in Ferguson. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving as we roll through the weekend here on the show. Coming up, we'll talk about a couple of other things that have other people rattling cages, and Ferguson and the connection to ISIS. Would you believe it? There is a connection. What's happening with the defense secretary spot? Look like there might be the first woman in it, but she decides to step aside. And how about Chuck Schumer quoted the longtime senator from New York as saying passing Obamacare was a mistake. Wow. Happy Turkey Day to you, Mr. President. In the meantime, all eyes on Ferguson. There were more protests and problems. There were lots and lots across the nation, but they were pretty peaceful. A few of these die-ins where roads were blocked, but other than that, outside of Ferguson, you didn't have cars being smashed and some of the things that we have seen there. That hasn't happened in many of the other cities where there are protests, but there are a lot of police that are out there, in fact, walking beside some of the people who are peacefully protesting. If you want to throw in your two cents on Ferguson, and now that Officer Wilson has spoken out and gave details on what happened specifically when he was confronted by Michael Brown, it's nothing like the original stories we heard, which the grand jury found that the eyewitness testimony, as you all know and we've discussed, didn't match up with the eyewitnesses, so they recanted their stories, part of the reason why there was no charges against Officer Wilson. So 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Don't forget, at the tail end of this hour, your chance to nail the score. We have some great games coming up, including Philadelphia and the Dallas Cowboys for supremacy now anyway in the NFC East, as they are both tied for first place. Let's take one right at the top. Our leadoff man, Jack in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. How are you? Now, before I get on to Mr. Obama's comments about immigrants starting businesses, I saw this fantastic post floating around on Facebook stating that there was no looters out on the streets of Ferguson last night. They were just undocumented shoppers.
That's brutal. Nice.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Obama made the statement that some 25% of businesses are started by immigrants in the United States. Yes, they're the ones that are lucky enough to get in legally to the United States. They have to prove that they have the finances to start the businesses, that they won't be a burden on the community and require welfare and all that sort of stuff. They've got to do that before they're allowed into the country to open their businesses. Now, to link the creation of business to illegals is ridiculous and so far outside of the truth. truth. You know, again, it's just another massive, great liar, liar, pants on fire, Mr. Obama.
Yeah, I agree with you. You heard what I said. I made the comment, yeah, legal immigrants, legal. And there is a difference, and you spelled it out. You have to be able to prove that. And I know some people that fall into that category who have come to the United States, and they're not a burden on the system, and they're doing exactly what those statistics show. But those statistics, the way he used them in that speech, absolutely, Jack, I'm with you. They weren't accurate.
No, absolutely not accurate at all. But, you know, of course, the mainstream media is not going to jump on top of him of all of this. Even conservative news outlets like Fox didn't pull him up on that point. Rush didn't pull him up on it. Beck hasn't pulled him up on it. You know, what, am I the only person that listens to the statements and you say, hang on a second, that's just not true.
Yeah, and that's why I pointed it out. I agree. But I think the focus listening to what he said, I think the focus was, although it's, I guess, an oversight, I think the focus was so much on Ferguson and what was happening across the country that the immigration, the executive action from last week got buried, so to speak, in the first couple of days of this week. But I'm right on board with you, Jack. I agree. It's, that's not accurate. If you know, they fact check a lot of the speeches, and I'm sure this is being fact checked because everything that the president says is fact checked. Thanks, Jack. And I'm sure that will be fact checked too. But it hasn't really hit big, but it is inaccurate. There's not much more you can say about it. It's inaccurate because the statistics absolutely are true, but they're legal immigrants, and that's the reason why they get to come to the United States. It goes along with a few other ways that you can get into the United States, and that's a very, very big one, let's put it that way. All right, let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
I'd like to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. I wish you nothing but the best, you and Paul. I hope you guys get nice and full and enjoy all the condiments and everything else to go along with it. And I just wish you a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Well, thank you. Now,
it sounds good.
Now, our beloved paper of record, the New York Times, published the address and the house where Mr. Wilson lived. If
yeah.
I was Mr. Wilson, I would sue the New York Times for $1 billion for violating his privacy as a citizen of the United States of America. That is not allowed, especially since the situation could bring down death or harm to him and his spouse. And this is unnecessary. This is just the New York Times trying to be the usual antagonist that they are and the scum of all papers that still exist, which they're doomed in the future, as we all know. But their little action should be punished with a lawsuit right now. And as for the people that burned down all those buildings, well, and tore up those cars, guess what? You, the taxpayers of Missouri, you, the taxpayers, are going to pay for every bit of it.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the sad part of it. That's the sad part. That's what, thanks, Sam, we're up against it. That's unfortunately very, very true. That's why you had so much call for, hey, listen, you're damaging everybody else around you. Don't do that. Don't do it. But they still managed to do it anyway. All right, the mayor speaks out in Ferguson, and so does Benjamin Crump. Stay with me. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
To see you when I wake up is a gift.
The legacy of Michael Brown Jr. should be one, not where we just make a lot of noise, Mr. Brown. That wouldn't be the proper legacy to your son. Raw emotion, not appropriate at all, completely inappropriate.
No decision has been made. His current employment status has not changed. He remains on administrative leave pending the outcome of an internal investigation. That's a personnel matter. Obviously, it's not up for discussion.
All right, that was the mayor of Ferguson talking about the future of Officer Wilson. At this point, because of the violence and what's happened in that city, and as to Dan's point, as he mentioned, it is true in releasing his address, which is ridiculous. That was a bad oversight by somebody. Not good, because any place he goes, I think he would be a little bit of a target. Let's be honest about it. If there's a lot of rage, some idiot, somebody not thinking straight, or somebody just with vengeance in their heart could go after him. But regardless, I don't believe he would be safe on patrol, and obviously neither do they, and that's why that situation is how it is for him. And he spoke on ABC and talked about the specifics of what happened when he encountered Michael Brown. And I think when you listen to him, I don't care, you know, let's call it aside, where you fall in this. If you listen to it and you just take it as the facts, it pretty much, you know, what he says is what you see is what you get. That's what it feels like to me anyway. I watched it twice just to really get a sense of, okay, what am I listening to him? Do I think this is kind of, you know, am I burying information here? And it absolutely, you know, didn't feel that way. And let me tell you, if I thought that, I would tell you that whether it goes against the grain or not. And I've said this before, but I've got family members who are in law enforcement, serious law enforcement, on the job, cops on the beat, the whole thing, crazy, insane things have happened to them. And I'm very familiar with some of what officers encounter that you would not believe, and how often they're in situations where their back is against the wall, and what is the response? What is the training? What are they doing? So I'm all for video, because then you can just see it clearly. There it is. It's on video. Watch it, and then you know. This is exactly what was said. This is exactly what happened. Because for people who think there are a lot of really super bad cops, dirty cops, whatever, that would be caught as well. And that's the end of the line. That's the story. Whatever it costs to get video across the board in all the departments, with all the police officers, I think is incredibly important. And this points it out when you listen to his side of the story to hear. And I think you need to hear the whole story. So I didn't want to go with any snippets of what Wilson said, because I want you to hear the whole thing. Just listen to what he had to say, and you can catch that anywhere. You can just throw that into a search engine and it'll come up, because ABC has pumped it out all over the place. And then you can listen to what he had to say. I went through the transcript and a description of what he talked about. And, you know, clearly he says that Brown was reaching for his weapon, going for it, grabbing it, trying to grab it, and had it, you know, at one point his hand there. And so he shot. He said he thought that there was a chance he was going to die, pretty much. So the decision in Ferguson now has started the repercussions of, sadly, when people woke up in that city to what they found, which was some burned out buildings and glass all over the place, and the main street where you had businesses lined up and down. And, you know, that's just too bad, because the people who feel it are the people in that town, many of them having nothing to do with violent protests or any of that kind of stuff. And I think we're going to be talking about that, by the way, for a long time. This story isn't just completely going away, because there's still some things that have to be decided in the near future. Wilson, is he staying there? Despite what I said, is there some kind of civil litigation against him? What about the Justice Department investigation? What happens next, pretty much? What happens next? Coming up on America Tonight, I can tell you we will be doing the Nail the Score thing in our final segment. I mean, hey, we got to have some fun with this, right? We got a bunch of big football games. You don't have to know anything about football. You just pick a side once we tell you what the game of the week is and what you think the final score is going to be. And then plus Brandon Lang will join us. Brandon Lang, who was the movie Two for the Money was based on, throws in his weekly picks and what's happened this year in the NFL for him, but also what's coming up this week. So you might pay attention to it depending on what the game of the week is. Could be some super good advice, perhaps, for some of you, for sure. I said this earlier, but Chuck Schumer made a comment about Obamacare, saying that passing Obamacare was a mistake. So you see a headline like that, and what are you thinking? Chuck Schumer, are you kidding me? What does that really mean? What is he saying there? And he says, by passing the law in 2010, instead of focusing more directly on helping the middle class, he said it's unfortunate because the Democrats blew the opportunity the American people gave them in electing Obama in a Democratic Congress in 2008 in the middle of a recession. He said this during a speech in Washington. He said, we took their, this quote, we took their mandate, put all our focus on the wrong problem, health care reform. He said that the Democrats should have addressed issues that were affecting the middle class to build confidence among the voters before trying to revamp the health care system. He said he opposed the timing of the health care vote and was overruled by party members. He didn't want to do it. He didn't think it was the right time to do it, to make those changes. And he said that was a problem, you know, that it wasn't coherent. and not a good thing for the Democrats, and that the voter discontent is going to continue until one of the political parties convinces middle-class America that it has an agenda for helping them. Yeah, where's that agenda? Is it buried in a teeny tiny desk somewhere, Chuck Schumer? I don't care where you fall politically, left of left or right of right or somewhere in between. I don't think many of us, I think all of us could agree that we're not really buying that. We're not buying what Chuck Schumer is saying. A woman as a defense secretary was part of the story once Hagel was out. However, the woman, the undersecretary who was being considered, Michelle Flournoy, has said that, you know, she would have been the first woman to run the Pentagon if that was all rubber stamped. And she certainly was pretty high up in the Pentagon ranks during the first term. And then she went back to the Center for a New American Security. It's a think tank that she actually set up herself. So she decided to take herself out of consideration for the Pentagon job. I'd say that's probably a good idea. Who wants that gig, especially this time in history? Are you kidding me? Chuck Hagel will probably have plenty of nasty things to say about President Obama and the war rooms and what they were like and the disagreements. Ferguson, we've been talking about it, and the connection of the Ferguson riots to ISIS. Did you know there is a connection? And you know what the connection it is? The connection is this. The 140 character land that so many people are influenced by, that would be Twitter. ISIS is using those riots as propaganda. The unrest and all of that to show terror in America. And they're pumping out everything they can. And when you look up, that's the tweets that are in Arabic. They say most of them are ISIS driven. They're driven by the people elsewhere who are supporting ISIS themselves. They're marching through some of those towns in Iraq and in Syria, using that as a strategy. And this is nothing new, because certainly this has happened before. It's, you know, the anti-American propaganda, pushing that out and pushing that out to Muslims around the world to say, hey, listen, this is what they're doing. And look at this unrest and look at this, the racial problems here. That's how they're twisting it. They're twisting it in that direction. But it's not something, like I said, that we haven't seen before when there's been wars on. But it's getting a little bit of steam, getting more coverage because of the videos and whatnot, unfortunately. All right, we're turning in a much different direction. Brandon Lang is waiting for us on the other side.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Mancow for you. Here and here, GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Who's selling the stores? You tell me who slop. Who cop the blue drop? Who jewels drop drop? Who rolls the dope down to the blue drop? The same old pimp. Mace, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop, stop, see my name on a blimp. Guarantee me and sell, call it up a luck. You don't believe I'm all the world, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down.
Our next guest is hotter than the bird I'm going to pull out of the oven on Thursday for Thanksgiving. Brandon Lang, I'm telling you, he joins us each and every week here on America Tonight. And what a wild football season he is having, no doubt. We got a couple of big games on Thanksgiving Day, and plus the rest of the week that we're going to jaw about with him. He's in our virtual turkey room right now. Gobble, gobble. Hey, Brandon, how are you?
Kate Delaney at katedelaney.com. Put on the leather and the boots. Let's go deep. What's up, girlfriend?
So you are smoking. You're doing so incredible this season, aren't you?
Yeah, it's amazing. For the third straight Saturday, we came with a 3-point home dog as my biggest play of the year. It was 3 weeks ago. I had Texas at home over West Virginia. They won by 16 catching three. And 2 weeks ago, I came with Georgia Tech. They were catching three, beat Clemson by 22, 28-6. Hard to outdo a pair of dogs. It's your biggest play of the year for a third straight week, but I managed to do it by coming with Arkansas plus three. They win 30-0. So off those three winners, we go to the NFL where we have Arizona over Dallas, then we have Arizona over St. Louis, then we have Arizona over Detroit, and we jump off the Arizona bandwagon, get on the St. Louis Rams plus the points over the Chargers. And then, of course, Monday night we cash the over with Ravens and Saints to go to 9-3 on Mondays this year. So, yeah, this is I've been on some tears in my 25 years, and this one I'm on right now is pretty faint. And I'm so juiced about making people money. And when I do that, no, people are going to have a great Thanksgiving and their pocketbook's a little fuller. Time's good in the B-Lang household. Wife treat me pretty good, too, so Daddy's going to get lucky again tonight. So life's good, Kate. Life's good.
I love that. So what's also really good for all of us is that there are three big games on Thanksgiving. Would you touch any of these? Do you like any of them, starting with the Bears and the Lions?
None of them are going to go on the website. The TCU-Texas game is the game I'm going to love. That'll be on the website. I do have an opinion on all three. I think personally with Arizona and Seattle doing battle on Sunday, I think Seattle's in a tougher spot than I think San Francisco. I think the Niners, good value at -1 over a Seattle team that I still think is a bit overrated. Detroit and Chicago, I just think as good as Chicago has been on the road. They seem to get it done with Detroit struggling offensively as much as they are. I don't think you can trust the line playing a 7 number. But of the three games, that's the one I like the least. I would lean towards the Bears, but I probably won't play that game at all. And then at night, I'm a big proponent of Philadelphia plus the points over Dallas. I'll continue to say it. I don't think Dallas is as good as everybody thinks they are. And I'm going to roll with Philadelphia plus the 3.
All right, Philly plus the 3. Then we get to the meat of the order on Sunday, and there's some interesting games, surely. I know we don't like the big numbers, but, for example, you know, you got, you're talking about the Ravens. You've got the Ravens giving up 5.5, taking on the Chargers. But, you know, both at 7-4, Ravens, this is a home one for them. Would you touch this?
I mean, as crazy as it sounds, Ryan Matthews is back for San Diego, Phillip Crimea Rivers playing banged up all year long. But that 5.5, we call it the handicap in circles, is kind of a dead number because very rarely does a game in the NFL fall on 5. Most of the time falls on 4 or 7. It's kind of a dead number. So with that being said, Chargers have always traveled well. Notwithstanding the shutout at Miami, I would be leaned off the Ravens coming off Monday night to lean towards taking San Diego plus the points. But Philip Crimea Rivers on the road, I kind of try to stay away from him anytime I can.
All right, so that's good advice there. Here's another game people wanted me to ask you about, but the Browns and the Bills, you know, the over-under is 41 right now. Buffalo giving up 2.5, and it is in Buffalo. I don't know. What do you think about this one?
It's funny which Cleveland team shows up.
Yeah.
The one that loses at Houston or the one that figured out a way to win in Atlanta. Pretty impressed with Buffalo defensively. And other than their kind of implosion against New England at home, Buffalo's been a pretty tough egg at home. So I'd be leaning towards taking Buffalo minus the points off that big Monday night domination of the Jets. Buffalo at home underneath a field goal. Kind of like the value they had last night, -2.5 on a neutral field. I think they're the right side on Sunday.
Yeah. Here's an interesting one because you're in Jacksonville. The Jags at 1-10 hosting the Giants. You saw what happened with the Giants and the Cowboys. The Giants almost really bagged that game and probably should have. And this is New York's only given up 3 points.
Trap. Don't fall into the trap.
Don't
Las Vegas when you're playing blackjack. Dealer's got a 6 showing. You got 11. You're going to double down. Absolutely, if the dealer's from Minnesota, but if that dealer's from the Philippines, it's a trap. They'll get you every time. Don't double down. Stick showing with a Filipino dealer in blackjack. My wife used to be one. She'd crack you every time. Trap on the Giants. Don't lay it. You watch the Jags beat the Giants on Sunday.
Oh, all right. So that's good. That's some good advice there. And then we get further into it on, you know, Sunday. And you saw what happened with the Cardinals against Seattle. But this time now we're talking about the Falcons hosting the Cardinals after what happened to them being beaten last week. And Arizona's given up 3 points. The over-under is 44.5.
Love them. Love it. Love my boys. Coming right back with them. Don't know if they'll be NFL 100 dime winner number 9 in a row. Don't know if that I'm going to pull the trigger there. I see some other value, but then I may go to bed Saturday night after having my 2 glasses of red wine, just my daily ritual, and wake up in the morning knowing what to pull the trigger on. They may flow back into my consciousness. But this is, hey, that 19-3 score last week was not as big as that final would lead you to believe. Arizona, a couple more plays in that football game, they're right there. So, as Bruce Arians said, we shot ourselves in the foot and let an opportunity slip away. They won't let it slip away with Atlanta. You watch Arizona go in there and cover that number.
Ooh, all right. I like that. I like Arizona, too, a lot in that one. The another team that people are looking at now saying that this they're Super Bowl bound is the Packers taking on the Patriots, but I think that's a tough game. It's in Green Bay. Green Bay's given up 3. Over-under is 59. Would you touch this game?
I'll just ask you one question. As good as Green Bay has looked,
mm-hmm.
beating up on the Minnesota Vikings of the world and beating up on the Chicago Bears of the world and beating up on Mark Sanchez and the Philadelphia Eagles of the world, as good as they've looked, how bad do the Saints look right now? How bad?
Terrible.
Okay, so the Saints are terrible. Do we not agree that 4-7, they're absolutely terrible, correct?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
So if they're that terrible, and Drew Brees and the Saints is kind of the only juggernaut offense that the Green Bay has seen in this run. And now we've seen how exposed the Saints are. Getting exposed by Andy Dalton. Getting exposed by Joe Flacco. They got exposed by Dallas. Or, I'm sorry, by San Francisco. So, Kaepernick, Joe Flacco, Andy Dalton. Exposed. Green Bay went into New Orleans and got punked 44-23.
Yeah.
So before I jump on the Green Bay going to the Super Bowl, discount, double check, pump you up, you could pay me to go against New England right now. All they've done is put a 50 spot on Denver, put a 40 spot on Indy and Indy, and now you're giving me 3 points in Lambeau because the world is infatuated with Aaron Rodgers and the discount, double check. Let me explain something to you. You know what the discount, double check is going to get you on Sunday? A burger at McDonald's. That's what's going to get you.
All right. Patriots look good. That's a brilliant explanation. You're right. There's no question about it.
I'm not trusting any team whatsoever that went into New Orleans and lost to that Saints team and didn't just lose. Got blown out. And if you think Drew Brees put up over 40 on that Green Bay defense, am I going to go against a Brady offense right now to put up 50 on Denver, put up over close to 40 on Indy? Come on, bro.
Hey, yeah, listen, no way.
They put up 34 on the number one defense in the NFL.
Yeah, no way.
There we go.
No. There you answer that question for sure. All right, Brandon Lang, you have a fabulous Thanksgiving Day. Absolutely. Go to BrandonLang.com. He is the best.
And I still have the free all access pass on the web on the website, top of my webpage. So your listeners can still get the day free Saturday or Sunday. They'll get 150 dime winner number 7 in a row on Saturday, or they'll get NFL 100 dimer number 9 in a row on Sunday, so they can pick and choose which one they want.
I love it. Brandon, thank you so much.
Stay sexy, San Diego.
Bye-bye. All right, perfect timing for this because coming up next, Nail the Score, the Turkey Edition. Oh, yeah. Who knows what game it will be, but I think it's awesome that we have 3 games to watch on Thanksgiving Day. You know, hey, for some people who hate football, at least other people will be tied up watching the football. And it starts early and goes all the way throughout the night. Remember, it used to just be one game, and it was always the Lions were playing, and then Dallas was always playing, and now it's mixed up. Up with the fact that you have so many more teams. So, a great way to kick off the week and a great way to end this week with Nail the Score. It'll be a lot of fun. Make sure you give us a call at 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Our computer will randomly pick the game of the week, and who knows, you could be the lucky winner. So hang on. We're booting it to the other side, and I'll meet you there.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A big record in soccer is broken by arguably one of the most popular stars in the game today. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hats off to Lionel Messi for breaking the Championship League's goal-scoring record with the 72nd of his career during Barcelona's Group F game against APL in typical Messi fashion. He also completed a hat-trick. He entered the game tied with Real Madrid's legend Raul with 71 and took the record right from underneath him in the 38th minute. He then dished in 73 and 74 in the second half. The 27-year-old matched the record in just 90 games, while Raul played in 142 Championship League games between 95 and 2011. Cristiano Ronaldo, 29, also in the race for the record. The Real Madrid star has scored 70 Championship League goals in 106 appearances. Who knows where it all ends up? I'm the Sports Princess, and that's Sports Shorts.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes. Yes, indeed. I know you are waiting with bated breath. Let me give out the numbers even before we pick the games. How's that? 855-266-5283. Matt has agreed to lift the computer out of the box. Matt, let it rip. Ah, shockingly, it is the Dallas Cowboys hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, I was so hoping this would not be the game that was chosen because this is a tough game for me. I mean, in fact, I'm going to let a couple of people have some guesses first, and then I'm going to actually give my guess after that. So is it going to be Philadelphia? Or is it going to be the Dallas Cowboys? It's in Dallas, and some of the obvious factors are you don't have Nick Foles as the quarterback of the Birds. Instead, Mark Sanchez, who at times has looked okay, but not so okay at other times. And it depends on the team. Look at the records of the teams that he has been able to beat. But I'm not taking anything away from Sanchez because he wasn't the main signal caller. So, you know, he stepped into the role, and I'm not really sure what you get when you get Mark Sanchez. And you have Tony Romo, who suddenly seems to have found some serious life and some serious targets. It is in Dallas coming off of their big win where they almost lost to the Giants, but in the waning moments pulled it out. Wow. So Cowboys hosting the Eagles. Dallas is giving up 3.5 points. 3.5 points. They think it's going to be a pretty high-scoring game, though, the over-under 55. Wow. So what do you say, America? This is your chance to win some fabulous prizes and bragging rights. We've had two winners in the past, Dave in Vermont, Chris in Connecticut. You might be next. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or up until the top of the hour, you can send me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Let's go to Matt and put him in the hot seat first, quickly. Matt, what do you think is going to happen here?
I think as much as I don't want to root for the Cowboys, I just can't see any way that Philadelphia comes into Cowboys Stadium and wins. I just can't see it. I mean, Mark Sanchez, people always complain about Tony Romo not looking clutch enough and not being a good passer. Mark Sanchez makes Tony Romo look like Joe Montana. This is a man who has the biggest play of his career is the butt fumble.
Yeah, there you go.
That's all that needs to be said. So I'm going Dallas 44 because I think it's going to be a laugher. But Philadelphia will get a couple points. 44-17, Cowboys.
Wow. Thanks, Matt. That's nice. All right. We're going to let you hear what some of the players had to say, too, like Shady, and also what Jason Garrett had to say. That's coming up here in a few minutes. But let's go out to Pete in Texas. What do you say, Pete?
Of all the teams in the NFL, here we are back at square one with the Cowgirls.
That's it. You got it.
Yeah, I'm going to go 38-19, Dallas.
Yeah, 38-19, Dallas. So you're thinking, just like Matt, it's going to be a good turkey day for the people in Dallas and in Texas who root for the Dallas Cowboys. Grim, what do you think?
Oh, why me? Why me? I feel just like you. The computer wanting kind, Matt. I'm going to say 28 Philly, 24 Dallas.
Wow. Grim picking Philadelphia. Officially now my favorite caller, period. End of story. Thank you, Grim. Happy Turkey Day. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan, what do you think?
Well, first of all, to David from San Francisco.
You're
now,
brutal.
Now for my pick. I'm going to go 34-24 Dallas over the Birds. I'm sorry, but Sanchez just does not prove it. And Romo is finally coming into his own.
Yeah, you know what, Dan, I have to agree with you. I have to say that it's very tough for me. It breaks my heart, and my family, if they were listening to this right now, would be furious to hear me say this. But I think there's no question that Dallas wins, and the final score to me is going to be 27-24, because I don't agree that the Eagles are going to be able to put up some points. I think they will, but 27-24, maybe even a defensive touchdown, maybe a pickoff. Not sure how that happens. Sanchez is not great, but I think there'll be scores that'll be made maybe on the ground with McCoy. Let's go to Phil in Missouri. Phil, what do you say?
Hey, Kate. Dallas is looking pretty good now that they remembered how to run the ball. So I'm going Dallas 31-20.
31-20 Dallas. Wow. So far, other than Grimm, thanks, Phil. Have a great turkey day. Everybody has picked in the opposite direction. Let's hear what LeSean McCoy had to say and Jason Garrett about this big game.
They're really good, and I think a big part of why they're good is the tempo that they play with. And they challenge you so many different ways. They obviously have a lot of really good players. The running backs are fantastic. They got receivers. They got tight ends. They got a lot of weapons. But they have a scheme they believe in, and a big part of that is playing fast.
Obviously, the fans really can't stand the Cowboys. You know, they've been successful for so long. You know, they're our so-called America's team. So I think that kind of stirs up a little bit of the hatred, you know. But as a player, you know, I'm speaking for the fans, but as a player, just I think the division games are always big.
The division games are always big, especially now. Cop, who's also from the same part of the country as I am, very close to where I grew up, Cop says he's standing by his Eagles. That's how Bird fans roll. That's why I feel like I just plucked my feathers. 21-17, so Cop is going 21-17, the Birds. You have Movie Jim, who is saying that Dallas will win 21-7, and Jack from Down Under, no longer my favorite person, says Dallas 21, Eagles 14, so he too is picking Dallas. I mean, really, that's the odds makers gave the Eagles some credit too, knowing that this was going to, thinking it was going to be close. That's why I think it's going to be closer than some of you think. That 3.5, I would respect the line. I think the line is pretty tight, but who knows? McCoy has to have a really big day, and Mark Sanchez can't have any fumbles, interceptions, or any of that, or they'll just rip this team to shreds. Happy Turkey Day to all of you listening to America tonight, and good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score.
Relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeals, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.